Mr. Janssen, how did Orville die?
Actually, he was killed by a car about 3/4 of a year ago.
How old was the cat?
The cat was 5 years old. Mm. His brother is now turning 6. So he was 5 then, so he's been dead for a year, I think.
But you didn't bury Orville's remains. What did you do?
Well, actually, what happened, when he was a kitten, I bought him and his brother together because we had a terrible mouse plague. It was unbelievable. We had hundreds of them in the chicken shed, and at one day it was just enough, and we needed cats. So we got the two. They were brothers, so I figured let's name them after a couple of famous brothers. So the famous aviators Orville and Wilbur Wright came to mind, and there was nothing happening with that. Until one day when Orville got killed, he got run over by a car. And then I already worked with animal remains before. So I already thought, okay, I'm not going to throw him away. I'm going to keep him for a while, and then we'll see what comes up. We were actually quite sad in the beginning. There was this period of mourning that took, well, it didn't take that long, but we cried a fair bit over it. And then after some point, it came to mind, like, He needs to be an aviator by turning him into a helicopter.
All right.
So he could fly.
Okay, we better take this one step at a time. Let's go back to you have Orville's skin. You've gone to a taxidermist. You had him stuffed. Yeah. And then what did you do?
Well, I only had them prepare the skin. I didn't have him stuffed because what I needed was to make his body again out of a material that is as light as possible.
He needed to fly.
Exactly. So I made his shape. I rebuilt his body out of plaster first, and then polyester hollow shape. And then I put in all the electronics and the engines. And then when that was done and we did some tests and it came off the ground, I put Orville skin around it again.
And so you have Orville flying.
And so I have Orville flying.
Now, besides the name Orville Wright, is there any reason why you thought that you wanted to see Orville fly?
No. It's completely based on coincidence. If we didn't have mice, I wouldn't have had him. If I wouldn't have bought two, we wouldn't have named them after famous brothers all the way back. And if someone didn't run him over, he wouldn't be dead.
Now, how successfully do you have Orville flying?
We have him flying quite successfully. We had him out here in the fields chasing cows and flying with the birds, and he's doing fairly well, yeah.
And what do you call this craft?
I call the craft the Orville Copter.
The Orville Copter. Now, has Wilbur seen the Orville Copter?
Well, actually, Wilbur was quite cool about it. He sniffed a couple of times, and after that, he was a friendlier cat as well, because I think they were a little bit jealous. Orville was a really cute one, and Wilbur was always the really tough one, and they were quarreling quite a bit. Well, that's over now. Wilbur's sitting here next to me. He's quite happy. He just had his meal.
So Wilbur's okay about this. Did you at all feel uncomfortable turning Orville into a helicopter?
No. I felt uncomfortable by the fact that someone ran him over, and I felt uncomfortable that he was dead, and then we had to say goodbye to him. But after that, my work is about... Sorry that I interrupt myself. My work is about human failure, mostly. It can be in little things, but one of the important human failure that we have is roadkill, because we don't want roadkill. We want to go to our grandmothers to have tea. But what we get is roadkill, because we go to our grandmothers to have tea with a car driving 130 kilometers an hour. And then we meet an animal, and we say hi, and the animal dies in that meeting. And then we have a dead animal. And then I think, we want to go have tea. We end up with a dead animal. And that principle is what I take up in my work. And so I did a fair bit with roadkill, and all of a sudden I changed Orville into the Orville Copter. So in that respect, the step wasn't that big. And you know, I don't know, I can't explain really.
So you see it as a cycle.
Exactly. And I prolonged his life. Okay, cats have 9, so people say mine has 10. And right now he's with the birds, and he always jumped at birds and missed them. He was quite heavy. He was a 5-kilo cat, and he usually
5 kilos?
Jumped at the table and missed.
Gosh. So now he's flying. He's flying with the birds.
He's flying with the birds.
Now, what kind of reaction have you had from other people? Are other people disturbed that you've got this cat flying around the neighborhood?
I get 3 kinds of reactions. I get wonder, and people are wondering about it. Why does he do that? Why does he make this combination? And that's what I do with all my art. I make a combination. Just grab 2 things and put them together, a helicopter and a cat. I do that often. So that's what people get in the first place. And then they go like, oh, okay, it's his own cat. That's a little bit weird. And it's a flying cat now. That's a little bit weirder. But it's hilarious in a way as well. So lots of people tend to move slowly from smile to, God, this is actually quite good. But, oh, God, what did you do? This is great. He's flying. Look at him. Guys, he's following the birds. And other people go the other way. They wonder, and they can't make the connection. They can't see the richness of associating completely unassociatable things together. And they can't cope, and they get angry. Or they just say, I don't like this. This is not art. And well, I can't...
No, I'm sure we'll have a whole range of responses from people who have listened to this interview, and we will put the link on our website so that our Facebook page so they can see it, and leave it there. Give our best to Wilbur.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.